Hey y'all, before we jump into today's episode, we would like to invite you to a special event we're hosting on May 30th called Women in Whiskey. Join us for an adult field trip filled with Southern fun at the Jack Daniel's Distillery right here in our home state of Tennessee. Get ready to learn while sipping. We will be taking a private tour of the distillery, enjoy a barbecue lunch on the beautiful hillside, and partake in early happy hour with cocktails provided by Jack Daniel's as we listen in on a conversation with women who work in the industry. The conversation will be led by yours truly, your hosts of the Steel Magnolias Podcast. Learn more about the event at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com. You can grab your tickets there, and we cannot wait to see you on May 30th. And now, on with the show.
Steel Magnolias, two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hi, Larveth.
Hi, Lainey.
How are you today?
Feeling the Christmas spirit.
Yes, it's in the air.
Everyone got their lights up early, and I loved that. Or I think they got their lights up early. It felt like that.
Here in Tennessee, this weather has been such a gift in the midst of a pandemic. I ate Thanksgiving dinner outside.
Yep.
It's been prime to get out and go ahead and decorate.
Do your lights outside.
It's not like you're shivering and your
True.
Hands are so cold hanging yeah. the garland, you know?
Your house looks so pretty.
Oh, thanks.
So pretty.
The outside is done, the inside is not, but it's coming.
Well, most people see the outside, so that was the best place to start.
That's true. Well, I made us a little beverage.
I know. It's
not
so
a Christmas
good.
Drink. It's actually probably more of a summer drink.
It's not Christmas and it's non-alcoholic, but it works.
I love it, and I've never made it until this, but it was fun to make. So I had cut out a recipe from the summer, actually, and it's by Toni Tipton Martin.
Okay.
So she is a chef, and she has a new cookbook out, which mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this recipe is in the cookbook, mm-hmm. but her cookbook is called Jubilee.
Great title.
And I know that word is just such a wonderful
word. It's happiness.
But anyway, this is called her ginger punch. And again, I don't know if it made it in the new cookbook, but this is how you do it. You need a half a pound of ginger, fresh ginger, which is quite
That's
a
lot.
But
yeah.
I had gotten that, so I wanted to make this. You wash it, mm-hmm. cut it into just small sliced pieces. You can leave the outside on. You boil that in water, mm-hmm. 2 cups of water. I actually did even more because I wanted to make even more. So I put 4 cups in my pan, saucepan. You boil that mm-hmm. for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Then you add in a cup of honey and a...
I can tell there's honey.
And a half a cup of fresh lemon or lime juice. So I use lime because
okay.
I have limes.
Okay.
And so you mix all of that in and, you know, with it on the stove. And then you cool it down.
Okay.
Strain it out.
Yeah.
After it's cool.
Yes.
Strain all that ginger
yeah.
out. And I put it just in like a glass jar.
Yep.
And so you... serve it over ice with sparkling water.
So nice.
Isn't it nice?
It's very refreshing.
Very gingery and very just...
But ginger seems like it works this time of year. So many recipes with ginger right now. So
people probably have more in the way of lemons, I would guess, right now than limes.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just happen to have limes, so I made it. Anyway, so Toni Tipton Martin's Ginger Punch. Thumbs up.
Love it. Well... Christmas is here. It's for some people already past time to get their shopping done. People get
done
earlier and earlier, it seems like every year. But we wanted to wait till at least December to release our
Christmas list. Yes.
So we have come up with 10 Southern gifts to share with y'all. And the wonderful thing is that what, 90% of these or almost all of these are under $50.
Yeah. It's, you know, we were chatting about this. If you have an endless budget, it's easy to find gifts for people. I mean, you just know those shopping areas where they're full of gorgeous things.
Yeah.
And if money's not an object, this list may not matter to you because you already got all the ideas you need.
Yeah.
But when you're, I think most of us in the world have to be mindful of how much we can spend on each person.
Yeah.
And it all adds up. You
know,
no, like,
I mean, you're right. If you don't have to watch spending, Christmas shopping is easy. But that's not
easy.
Most people. But it seems as though it's most people.
Based on looking at...
When you look at lists, you're like, oh, am I in the, like, 1% of the population that doesn't spend this kind of money on
my relatives? I love my Gardening Gun magazine and how beautiful the photos are and even a lot of the subjects they go into. But good Lord, their list. I was like, I'm out on pretty much everything on this list.
Yeah.
So we wanted to help y'all out with some ideas for men, women, kids.
That
are doable.
For those of us that are not in high cotton.
That's right.
As they say in the South. Okay, so we'll go back and forth. You can kick us off.
Okay, so there is a company out of North Carolina called Spicewalla. I'm going to spell it Spicewalla. And Spicewalla is, are you sitting down and ready? A spice company.
Good setup, sis.
And they... do a lot of spices that are even purchased by restaurants.
Mm-hmm. That means they're good.
If
restaurants are buying from them.
Exactly. So Manit Chauhan is one of the people who has her hands in this company. There's a couple people with their hands in this company. But they do spices. But I love on their website, they have a gift section. And in their gift section, there's many great options.
Mm-hmm.
They're... Spices come in little square tins. They're really cute.
Packaging means something.
Packaging means so much
yes.
when you're opening a gift.
Yes.
And they have, you know, 3 packs, 6 packs already put together. Really cute. But they also do some cookbook with the 3-pack of spices that would go with the recipes in that cookbook. So the one I was going to mention was the Buxton Hall Barbecue book and 3-pack of spices. But I looked today and it's sold out. So I don't know if they'll get more in next week.
Well, yeah. I mean, that could be Black Friday blitz.
Right.
Who knows? So yeah, check back. I'm going to put show links in the show notes for everything we're mentioning today.
Perfect.
So.
That'll be very helpful. But that gift was $36.74.
Nice.
For the cookbook and the 3-pack. But they have others. The other two I was going to mention are Indian, the Chat cookbook, and the Juhu Beach Club cookbook and spice pack. Those are like $15 and $33.
That's awesome.
So if you need a gift for somebody who likes to cook...
Yeah.
Particularly if they like Indian food, since those are the two in stock right now. But the barbecue one looked fabulous. So check out Spicewalla and their little gift section, and I think you'll find some fun things for the cook in the house.
I love it. I love it. Okay, I'm going to mention 1818 Farms
yes.
out of Alabama. We actually did an interview with Natasha McCrary, the owner of 1818 Farms, several episodes back. So if you want to hear their whole backstory, go back and listen to that. But they are bath, beauty, and home products.
Yes. And that shea butter.
Shea cream.
Cream is, yes, Lord.
So
fluffy.
That's what I was going to mention is the shea cream. That's a very popular item they have. It's $20 for an 8-ounce shea cream. And you can also even do, they have lots of gift sets for under $50. Like, there's even a healthcare hero gift box.
So
how cute is that for $48? And it's got 5 different items in it. But I also wanted to mention, and you and I talked about this when we were doing the interview, how cool this was. Their egg scrambler. Do you remember that pottery?
Yes.
So it's a piece of pottery. And it almost looks, just at a quick glance, like a coffee mug. You know,
yes.
just kind of
the
a tall.
Teeny whisk.
Yes. So this is an amazing kitchen tool for anyone that is loving cooking eggs. You spray this little scrambler with oil. You fill it with 2 eggs. You could even put omelet ingredients in there as well. It comes with a little whisk, and you microwave this for 1 to 1.5 minutes, and you pour out the contents onto a serving plate, and you've got like a beautiful omelet style
dish.
So,
gosh, a kid could even do that.
I know. It's dishwasher safe. Easy. It's $26. That's
cute.
A great
it's
piece.
It's cute too.
Yeah. Yeah. And 1818 Farms, thank you so much. They are going to give us 20% off all products, excluding their pre-order items and their bouquet subscriptions. Aren't included.
Well, that makes
but
sense.
But 20% off their whole store with the code 1818MAG, M-A-G, this whole month.
Ooh, so, okay.
I mean, y'all, check out 1818 Farms. They are
That's
good,
awesome.
Good people.
Okay, so there's a company up in Kentucky called Clayton and Croom, and I found a couple of things I wanted to mention on their site. So they have you get a set of 4 leather coasters for $35. They are so cute.
So cute.
And there's tons of options. There's every southern state.
Mm-hmm.
There's all the major southern cities. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, not only do they have ones that say Nashville, they have ones that say Music City.
Yes.
They have the Fleur-de-Lis for the New Orleans people.
That's
they
so fun.
They have bourbon ones and horse racing ones, ones with little jockey silks.
Yes.
They have the Palmetto for South Carolina. I mean, just tons of cute options. 4 leather coasters, $35. I think that's a great gift.
That is such a good gift.
And lots of other cool leather things. Mm-hmm. And one other gift I wanted to mention is they have a set of 2 rocks glasses. And it has like a leather
band
on it.
Yeah.
That has these cool like brass staple, I mean, button. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Like snap kind of thing.
Snaps, yeah.
But it includes monogramming of 3 letters.
Okay.
And that is $85.
You know, so we like our monogramming down here.
I crept up over the 50 mark.
Okay.
We didn't set a 50 mark.
You
but we were just excited.
It was under.
We were just excited that most of ours were under 50. So for any, I started to say they're good for dudes, but I would love those. I think they're beautiful.
Yeah.
So for anybody that likes leather.
Who doesn't love leather? That's awesome. Well, I want to mention a company that's right here in Franklin, Tennessee, where we are, called Made South. Made South has boxes. I feel like gift sets and boxes are what people are after this time of year, because nobody wants to curate their own thing.
Right.
Well, some people do, but a lot of people don't have the time to put towards that.
Especially when you're getting into making it, like, literally have all the shredded cute paper and all of that. Like, just let the stores do that for you.
Yes. So Made South has come up with boxes that you can purchase each month. Okay.
So you can do a subscription?
You could
Is
do
that
a
subscription.
Okay. Yes. But what we're going to just focus on for all intents and purposes is their Christmas box for December. What we actually got sent to us was their fall box. And what you can expect is something pretty comparable
to that,
even though it won't be exactly the same. You can expect approximately 7 items that are all Southern small businesses.
So cool.
Sourced right here in the South. We got cheese straws, a wonderful candle, a book. What is that jam you had there?
Oh, fig and rosemary jam.
Yes.
I mean, come on. A wonderful chocolate bar.
Yes. We got coffee.
Adorable stickers.
Oh, those stickers are so cute. They said, like, bless your heart. And
hot dang and all kinds of cute stuff.
Packaging was so cute. So the box that you're sent has another box within it that you could then just wrap up.
Yes.
Because once your person opens this box, it's just going to already be so perfectly displayed.
Yeah, it has the cool tissue with a little sticker on it that, does it say MS? It has like a little just cool logo.
Yeah.
Anyway, and one thing we were talking about is this box truly could go for male or female. college age.
College age
75 year old. Yes. I mean, anybody would like these things. Food.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It was
very
great.
Gender neutral, but for somebody that just kind of loves all things Southern.
Yeah.
Or that's just hard to buy for, honestly. Yeah. So the boxes are $99 and you get free shipping. That's awesome. But yay for our listeners. You get 10% off your December box, and I'll put the code that you need for that in our show notes, but you got to put your order in by December 15th.
Yeah. So in that order they can get it to the person.
To yeah. So,
or to yourself, if you want to send one to yourself and see what you get.
So Made South, we couldn't recommend them enough.
That's
very,
awesome.
Very cool box.
All right. There is a company that is out of Louisville called Maisie Clark.
Yes.
I'm up in Kentucky again. I didn't mean to do that, but what can I say? Okay. So Maisie Clark, the way I found out about them was they do an adorable watercolor of your home, or mm-hmm. you send in a picture of any mm-hmm. home mm-hmm. and they do a watercolor. Well, we're too late to do that for someone for Christmas because they need 4 weeks to prepare that and get it out.
Yeah.
So for a later gift, you might want to do that. But what I wanted to mention that Maisie Clark has that is so stinking cute are these tea towels. I mean, I love tea towels to give as host gifts.
I do too.
I love them for anything.
Yeah.
Even just for myself.
I know. But they're just great to have.
Yeah. And they have some really cute Southern themed ones. Lots of different horse racing ones. You mm-hmm. can tell I like horse racing. Because they have one that has the jockey silks again. They
cool.
have ones that have horses and just different thematic things like that. They also have one that's really cute that has like little boxwoods and little blue pottery and just looks very Southern kitchen
yes.
looking.
Yes.
So their tea towels are $18 and
right
I
now,
just think they're darling.
Right now, though, we talked to them and they're going to keep a promotion up. You can get buy one, get one free on their tea towels. So
buy one, get one free, not half off?
No, buy one, get one
Ooh.
Free. So you don't even need a code for this. So you just, as soon as you put two tea towels in your shopping cart,
then
you'll already see that it took off one.
And that was supposed to stop, but they're going to extend it, right?
Because yes.
we're going to talk about yep. this week.
She's so. Leaving the code up for
perfect.
Us. So
perfect,
yeah.
perfect. All right, y'all go get some tea towels. And that's not necessarily even just for Christmas. Like if you needed one for a host gift,
yeah.
but you get a free one, just stash that for somebody's birthday later.
So good. So good. I love it. Well, I did want to put a recommendation in for a little wee one.
Oh, yes.
The wee ones get lots of toys, but I didn't want to go toy, so I went book.
Perfect.
And there is a young lady named Ellie Holcomb. If you like folk music or singer-songwriter sort of Americana music, you may know her sounds from being a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
Or you may know her as being a part of her husband's band, which is Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. So she does lots of things.
Yes.
And she also is an author of a children's book. The children's book is so cute. It's actually her second children's book. This one is called Don't Forget to Remember.
Oh, I remember the first book, but I haven't seen this one yet.
So it's $15. And she says, I hope Don't Forget to Remember will help children and the adults in their lives to pay attention to the song that creation is singing each day. There are countless clues that point us to the truth. And my hope is that this book will be like a treasure map to help us all discover and remember the wonders of God's love for us.
Wow.
So very cute story, beautiful illustrations, as was her other book that I actually have, which is called Who Sang the First Song?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So cute. That also has beautiful illustrations. Those are $15 a piece, or you can do a bundle and get both of them for $25.
Ah.
Or just because you're listening to this podcast, they are going to give our listeners 20% off the entire web store. So, I mean, if like I said, if you like her music
oh,
or want some,
that's fine.
You know, cool shirt or these children's books, all of that is 20% off with the code MAGNOLIAS20, again, in the show notes. But you got to do it soon because that's only through December 8th.
Okay. Well, you need to get it done soon anyway if it's for Christmas.
Yeah,
so that is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's just an all-around good human. So
she is.
You want to sell.
She lives right here in our backyard, too.
Give gifts of good people.
That's right.
How fun. Okay. I found a bag I wanted to mention. And this is my highest priced item on the list. I don't know why I feel apologetic. It's not a bad price, but it is over 50. So this bag, okay, first of all, the company is called R period Riveter. And that comes from Rosie the Riveter, which was the female with her flexing her muscles. Yes. Like during the war, women had to do a lot of things.
Yes.
And so she was kind of a shout out to the women doing things during the war. So anyhow, that's where this company got their name. And it's two women whose husbands were both stationed in Dahlonega, Georgia. And they were coming up with this grand idea of how to, you know, they had to move a lot.
Right.
But they wanted a project to work on to just kind of innovate something in their time, regardless of where they were living. So they have this manufactured over in Southern Pines, North Carolina, these bags.
Love it.
And it's a beautiful bag. The one that I saw was a green, bright green color. I think they have some different ones. But leather strap, pretty brass hardware on there. The bag is $125 or $135.
Okay.
Now I'm not remembering. I think it was $135, I believe.
That's the right price range for a leather bag.
$125. But, yeah. For a nice bag.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can go to their website to check out the look of this bag. Again, I think it comes in navy and maybe some other colors as well.
Cool.
But I mean, just it's a nice tote size.
Yeah.
So that you can, you know, put a few things in there and maybe even your laptop would fit in there.
Oh, cool.
And yeah. Really lovely bag. And
that's cool.
Southern Company, women.
Yeah.
Company.
That sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, I mentioned the wee ones, but I also got to mention the most impossible group to buy for, which is the
teenager.
Teens.
Lord, yes. What's your idea?
So I just thought, you know, technology is so expensive. I mean, what teen doesn't have an Xbox or something comparable to that on their Christmas list, right? So I'm out for that price point. So I just went to the next best thing, which is to feed them food. Uh-huh. So there's a company out of Asheville, North Carolina, and they make the Poppy handcrafted popcorn.
Oh,
you
yes.
may have seen this.
Yes, yes.
I feel like it's growing in popularity. But this is non-GMO, that has non-GMO corn syrup. There's no artificial flavors. Most of the flavors are gluten-free. They've even got dairy-free. They're all denoted as this on the website if you're seriously in need of some of these dietary restrictions. But I thought, that's fun. Because
and so it's the kernels that you then pop.
Nope,
is that right?
Nope, it's already popped. Done. It's already popped.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Let me tell you about some of their best-selling flavors. White cheddar, salted caramel, cinnamon bourbon pecan, and pimento cheese.
No.
That's their top four. You could get a set of all four of those for $33. So that would be fun to get a whole spread of them. And you just, I mean, if you
Your
still feel
like
you
like
need to do
gift.
More. I know. Yes, he would. If you still feel like you need to do more, just pair that with an Apple gift card or something that they can then go get all of their things that they need to go with their technology. But and they do popcorn of the month subscriptions. So I was also thinking if you've got a college student that you're not getting to see very much because they're having to stay at school. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything's so wild these days. That could make for a great gift. And they offer 3, 6, and 12 month subscriptions. And each month they would include 3 different market bag flavors, so it's not the same thing
cute.
Every time.
That would even be a cute gift to send during exams or something to a college
student.
Like
a little care package.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot
That's
of students,
adorable.
They're either staying or they're now back for the season. So,
yeah.
You know.
You're going to need even more snacks around
Maybe a
the
subscription's
house.
Fun to surprise them in, you know, March or something random.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and then a lot of the purchases go towards, they have a donation portion that goes towards the Asheville High School Student Fund, which, as I said, this is an Asheville company, and that supports families with some basic resources for just things that they need for school that are out of their reach for income.
Okay. Very
cool.
So,
yeah, I just thought that was, you know, if you can't afford it, feed them. So that was my philosophy with teens.
That's right. And let them, you feed them and let them earn some money.
That's right.
To buy all those electronics. Okay. The next gift I found, I actually fell in love with the whole website once I found it.
That's good.
This is a North Carolina company.
Okay.
I don't know why I land in North Carolina a lot. This is a company called Carolina Pine.
Yes.
And they have all different kinds of cute home things, y'all. I mean, all kinds of cute farmhouse kitchen stuff. But they had several items that were cast iron.
Mm, so
and
good.
They have a little cast iron dinner bell that is so stinking cute.
It's so cute.
It's little. And so you could actually hang it inside or outside. I picture it just right outside the door.
But don't you imagine it's still got a good sound?
Oh, for sure. It's cast iron. Are you kidding? It's going to sound so good.
A dinky bell does not mean a dinky sound.
No, especially if it's cast iron.
And it's not a dinky bell. That's not
the
right word.
It's just small in size. I think it's like 4 inches.
Okay.
So it's pretty small.
Yeah.
But it's hardy because it's
yes.
cast iron.
Yes.
So it's got, it hangs, like it comes with the screws that you just hang it into the wall. And it's the hanger and the bell are cast iron, and then it has a little leather piece that you actually hold to ring the bell.
So cute.
And I just think that would be so cute to have right outside your door. If your kids are playing outside or whatever, you just ring the bell when you're ready for them to come in to eat. And it's $35.
Hey.
I mean,
that's a great price.
I think it looks way more expensive than that.
It does.
It's so cute.
And because they're good people, they're going to give our listeners 20% off that cast
of
iron bell. So I'll put that code
and
details in our show notes.
Yeah. Well, you might get lost on this website. It's got so much cute stuff, but this code is just for the bell. But it's darling.
But if you want to support them and do more shopping.
That's right.
Do that.
I think that would be a fun gift for anybody too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you would need to be a homeowner. You wouldn't probably want to hang that out in an apartment, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, that would be a little, I guess you could put it in your kitchen and take it with you when you leave, but it seems like you would want to be a homeowner.
Being in an apartment and being like, you would not believe what my neighbor does at dinner time.
She rings the bell. But anyway, I just think it's so stinking cute.
That was a great find. And yeah, probably one of my favorite things we've mentioned too. Well, I'll wrap up the list with one that really, really ties in to our podcast episodes that we did this year. And that is Rachel's Boutique.
Love this store.
This is the gift shop located in the Hermitage Hotel here in Nashville, Tennessee. And they do ship. That's why I'm mentioning this. So if you want to go in person, that's fine. But Rachel's Boutique has lots and lots of products around the centennial celebration of women's suffrage.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I remember they had children's books and
They've got
all kinds of stuff.
Women's suffrage cookbooks. Remember, we looked at several of those.
Cute shirts.
We even mentioned in some of our suffrage episodes that was some of the way that some of the propaganda was getting out.
Yes. Was the
was through cookbooks,
tea
parties and cookbooks. That was how some of the information about the reason that women should be voting. That was how
I remember
word was
talking
spreading.
About that.
Cute shirts, puzzles. You could even get a Votes for Women sash. I mean, they have so much celebration items. And so they're all over the map in terms of price points, but lots under our 50 price point. And then, I mean, that's just a cool shop. You could get luxury linens. You could get all
I love
kinds.
That shop. In fact, I will give you an insider's tidbit. If you drive down there and you're just going to the shop, I've had them valet my car.
Yes.
Because, you know, it is in an area of downtown Nashville that it's not like there's parking everywhere.
Exactly.
And if I just say, I'm going in the boutique to shop, they've valeted my car for free. So if you're local, you can do that. But since they're online.
Right.
You may not even want to drive if you're in Nashville.
I was thinking about that when I was looking of items for this topic.
I didn't realize they were online.
Well, I should just
I've literally gone down there when I don't know what to get somebody because they have just cool stuff. And you did already say this. prices are all over the map. So if you see, I remember one time being like, I love that necklace. And it was like $400 in costume jewelry. So it's not like, so I was like, okay. You know, so they are all over the map.
Yeah.
Pricing, but lots of lovelies.
Yes. So Rachel's Boutique, named for Rachel Jackson, because she was married to Andrew Jackson, in his home here in Nashville, is called the Hermitage. Right. So that's the Rachel connect there. All right, sis.
Well, I think we had some good. I feel we like did we good. Just
tied a bow on that. That's so right. Nicely.
We did Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, Kentucky. Uh-huh, uh-huh. If there's other gifts in or wonderful companies in the South that you want us to know about, let us know. I love knowing about, you know, your finds too. Yeah. So if there's some company that you always go to their website, let us know.
That's good. That's a good point. Yeah. Well, hopefully that gave you guys some ideas. If you're not following us on Instagram, I would
encourage, then you should be.
I would encourage you to do that. We're at Steel Magnolias Podcast, and we put up all kinds of pictures and things that are kind of extras to our episodes each week. So
we have fun extras for our Patreon if you want to check out the Patreon community as well. And most of all, just enjoy Advent season. Do some readings. We mentioned before the She Reads Truth.
Yes.
Does a great Advent through readings through their app. Check that out too during this time.
Yeah. Get some good quiet time to reflect what it really is about.
That's right.
All right. Peace be with you.
And also with y'all.